Welcome to the podcast of Revival Life Church, a spirit-filled multicultural church in Boca Raton, Florida. If you'd like more information about Revival Life Church or Pastor Carl Thomas, find us on the web at revivallifechurch.org.
Hallelujah! Give a shout to God! Corey, where you at? You're in. Oh, bless the offering, Jesus. They got plenty money in you, Christ. They got plenty money in you, Jesus. You are the God of more than enough. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Where you at, Corey? Is Corey in here? Yeah, give that testimony, Corey.
Hey, fam. Happy to be in church today. Well, 5 years ago, I showed up at the mission, Revival Life, same but different, and God changed my life. A pastor preached a message called Day of Deliverance, and it was my day of deliverance, and this week I listened to that message, and I just went back to that place, who I was and who I am now, and just this thankfulness welled up in my heart, this thankfulness for this house, thankfulness for our pastors and our family, and thankfulness for Jesus and how he met me and touched me in the midst of my mess. So I don't know about you today, but I have a testimony, and I am happy, and I'm glad we're celebrating 6 years because God's changed my life in the midst of it. Amen? Amen? Amen.
Kevin, give me the purple one, Kevin. Yeah, come on, give it up.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? I'm Brandon, and about 4 years ago, I came to this church, and the Lord, Wow. The Lord blessed me by healing my body physically before I even knew who he was.
That's good. And,
from that day on, I've just loved this church. I've loved this house. I've loved the people I've met here. And Jesus is constantly working in my life. As a matter of fact,
yeah.
This week,
go ahead.
He gave me a check in the mail for exactly how much my wife needs for her health insurance. So Jesus is doing it.
You got plenty money.
I got plenty money.
You got plenty money.
Because Jesus is always doing it.
Sam, you next?
He's always doing a new thing. He's always doing it.
Go ahead.
He's always doing a new thing.
No, okay. Okay. You got to wear the hammer pants if you're going to do that song. Go ahead.
I have a lot of testimonies about this place. I love you guys. Literally like family. This is, we are family. It's just such a, man, God has done so much. When I first started going to the mission, yeah. Revival Life, I had issues. About 30. We cut it down to what, maybe 21.
About 30.
By now. But I was messed up. I thought I knew Jesus. I knew about him. I try to be intellectual about who God was and my part to play in what God is doing on earth. And man, I could have, I don't think it'd be possible to be more wrong. Because of the ministry of Pastor Carl and Pastora and just being in community with all you guys, I learned that it's about relationship and that there's not a you know, I've messed up, but God isn't pointing his finger at me trying to, looking at all the mistakes that I've made. What he's been doing is holding my hand and walking me along the path, and we do it together. And by together, I mean not only with Jesus, but we do it together as a family here at Revival Life. And just so thankful for you guys and for what God's doing here.
Amen. Yeah. Mike, you got something for us?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Wow.
So before I came to Revival Life Church, I was really just lost looking for who I was, and then I come to church, and Jesus just spoke to me, and he told me that he had something for me in my life, and he started talking to me about music, which I thought I knew everything about, and I was like, I'm going to be a rap star, Jesus, and I'm going to be a rap star for you now, and then Jesus was like, no, I have other plans for you, and so then he taught me how to play the piano, literally, and taught me how to sing, brought me a beautiful wife. My wife is pregnant now, so
Come on.
Yeah, Jesus has done a lot in my life. And I love this church. I love the Thomas family. And I love this ministry.
Amen. We love you guys.
Thanks, Corey.
Come on in, folks. There's room up front. Your daughter's dipping out, but that's all right. Whatever. Go ahead.
So I came to this church about 5 years ago.
Say hi to
Sarah,
everybody.
Hi. A little over 5 years ago, I remember it was Valentine's Day. And I'd never been to church before. I've been to church a couple times, but it didn't really mean anything to me. And I came here, and I never knew God. I never had real friends. I never knew what, you know, authority that was looking out for the best interest of me was like to have in my life. And I came here, and I got saved. I met Jesus the first day I came here. I never experienced anything like that before in my life. And it's just been amazing to live life with people who care about me and have friends that, you know, are real and authority in my life, you know, pastors that care for me and want the best for me and are always just pouring into me. And, you know,
God is good.
That's awesome. Thank
Come
you.
On, Felipe. None of these people knew they were coming up, by the way. So any of them at any moment could sabotage the whole service.
This morning I was thinking about how many anniversary parties I've been a part of here, and it's gonna be I think five now. So the fifth one, or because we're
fifth, you know, for you.
Yeah. And because I remember the first week that I started doing anything and like helping out, it was like 2 weeks before I started coming to church, and it was like 2 weeks before the anniversary party that we were having that year. And I remember like everyone just joining together, and just I looked around, and I was like, these people are like, you know, they work together like a family, and I was like, I have to help out. And and that was the first couple weeks I started coming here, and it was it was a transformation, but it took a while, but. I don't know how to describe myself before Christ, and now it's like a complete different person.
Jesus is good.
Yeah, I don't have the words to put it into words, but when you meet God's love, it kind of blows away everything else, and you're transformed.
That's a good word right there. Those are good words. All right, you can put that up. Hey, I'm gonna be done in about 8 minutes. Yeah, it's going to be very good. That's why I had everybody give testimonies. Hallelujah. I have a verse out of Psalm 46. I wasn't planning on preaching. We were just going to have some testimonies, and then we were going to go down a water slide. And I didn't plan any testimonies. And last night, as I was just kind of praying, the Lord started speaking to me. And so I just want to share a real quick word about where we're going. Is that good? Psalm 46, if you got a Bible. This is one of those scriptures that you all know, but you have no idea where it is. Well, I mean, people at the other church, you guys all have the Bible memorized, but at that other church where they don't know where nothing is in the Bible, but they've heard of scripture. Psalm 46, verse 1. You ready? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Now, I preached on this recently, but I was talking to God. Okay, I got 6 minutes. I was talking to God last night, and I said, Lord, here's something I've learned. If you want to hear from God, ask him questions. And don't ask him questions like, when am I going to be rich? Or how awesome, you know, like, are you going to make me? But I said, God, what do you call this house? What do you call Revival Life Church? And he said, I call it a place of hope. A house of hope is what he told me. I call this a house of hope. And one of my life scriptures is out of Philippians actually out of 1 Corinthians also, where he says that he's the God of all hope. And I just believe that God wants to bring hope into every situation because he is the God of hope. When you have God, it's impossible to be hopeless because he is even the God of the resurrection. We talked about that last Sunday. And so even death does not stop God's hope from coming. And so I began to ask the Lord what that's going to look like. And he told me that he's going to, that in the coming months, he's going to be releasing a revelation. Here's what he told me. He's going to begin releasing a revelation of all he's provided us in the spirit realm for our success. See, because it's already there. We just don't see it. Hopelessness is we just don't see the hope that's already there. Right? And I just believe in the coming months, he's going to begin releasing in the spirit realm the ability to see the hope that he has for us. And you know, God is our refuge. And I just feel like too much of Christianity is telling people that God is your enemy, unless you do everything he likes, and then he'll be on your side unless you mess up. And we just see that in the world too much. And I'm just convinced that God is for us, and he's not against us. And you know, when we sing these songs, at some point you're like, wow, I think this person had a revelation. I think they had a revelation. And I just feel like in this house, the testimony this house is going to be built upon is the testimony of impossibilities. It's just the testimony of impossibilities. You know, we started in my living room carrying stuff down to a rented U-Haul van to have services at a community center. And it's a little warm in this room, but if anybody remembers our old office, the sweat would be running down your back for an hour now. Like, it never would have gotten this cool. And our house is built on not great management technique and not, you know, eloquent speakers and not Bible scholars. You know, I'm just a guy who had his life changed by Jesus. You know, I'm not like some fancy author or some theologian or someone who got a PhD and then can't. No, I was just a guy living my life, and Jesus invaded it and changed me. And our house is just built on people with a testimony that Jesus changed their life. We don't care if you sing good, if you got stuff worked out. If you love Jesus, we're on the same team. And we're not trying to build a worship team on gifted musicians, because God is well able to gift you to do what he wants you to do. That's Mikey's testimony. That's our worship team. Our worship team is, you know, we had a guy who played drums a little bit, hadn't played in a while, and Mikey rapped. You know? And now he's better. But this is our whole church. I could have brought all our leaders up here and they would give a testimony of how God has touched them. And I just believe that God is forming a testimony in South Florida for his own glory. Today, we're celebrating not what my wife and I have built, not what the leaders of this church has built, not what a denomination funded and planted. We're celebrating what God has done in Boca Raton. Period. This is what we're celebrating. What God has done. And so many countless other people have been touched through this ministry who maybe came. And especially in the first couple of years, we would have people visit and leave and go start churches. And there are a handful of churches right now that were started for people who got touched in this place. And we're not looking to build a man's kingdom. We're just looking to give glory to Jesus. And as we give glory to Jesus, he just touches lives. So if you're visiting, we invite you to join us on the journey. But we're just here to thank Jesus for what he did. So let's do that, and then we're going to pray, and then we'll go. Is that good?
Yeah.
All right, so let's just begin. This is Lift Up a Heart of Thankfulness. Father, we just love you so very much. We're so thankful for what you've done in this house. I'm so thankful for the friends you brought into my life here, Father. So thankful for the men and women in this house. So thankful. We're so thankful, Father, for all the people who dedicate so much of their time to bring this vision that you gave us to pass. Father, you spoke and you said that you wanted to build a house who's just built on humble people who worship you. And Father, we don't ever want to put on airs. We don't ever want to look like we got it together. We don't ever want to look like like we're the big name something. Father, we're happy to be known as that little church that meets in a middle school. We're happy to be known as just something low. We don't need our name linked with anybody big. Jesus, we just want to be linked with you. And we're so, so, so thankful that you've used us, the people of Revival Life Church. We're so thankful that you've used our music to change lives, that you've used our ushers, and you've used our life group leaders, and you've used just the people who are nobodies, who just take the message that's preached here and bring it to the world and change the lives of the people around them. Father, we just want to see your kingdom established in South Florida. We love you so much. And today we remember what you have done in our midst. We remember what you have done in our midst. And we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, because you're worthy of it all. You're worthy of thanksgiving. You're so worthy of all this. You're so worthy. So worthy. We thank you, Jesus. And Father, we thank you for today. We pray that you would keep everybody safe on the bounce house, that grown folk will be mindful. There's little kids. And that the bounce house Olympics will not start too quickly while there's little kids. I'll tell you, I had a dream last night. And I don't remember a lot of dreams, but last night my wife doesn't know this. I was playing golf for the Olympics. Except I have the abilities that I have right now with golf. And I don't know what that means, but I just began thinking about it. But I just really believe that God is going to begin anointing people to go places that they don't have the natural ability to go. Come on, that's good. God is going to take you places that you have no business being. But for the grace of God. But for the grace of God, he's going to take you there.